If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Once again, Andrew Van Dam joins us. He writes the Department of Data column each week for the Washington Post. It's always a fun read. It's also interesting to look at. It's very visual, but there's a lot of information that we can pull out for the radio today, too. Andrew, welcome back to WGN. How are you?
Oh, geez, I am doing tremendous over here. Thank you so much for bringing me back.
Why is life so good today, Andrew?
Because I am recovering from the COVID-19 virus, and I almost feel like a normal human being.
Is this your first time that you got it?
No, this is round two, and honestly, I think I built up some of that natural immunity because it wasn't quite as miserable this time around. The Paxlovid helped, too.
Did you get the vaccine?
Oh, yeah. I got every round of that stuff because, man, after you get COVID-19 once, you are not thrilled with the prospect of facing it again.
It's funny. Friends of mine have gotten it first time, second time, third time of late, and it's not the total panic, like you're not embarrassed or you're not afraid to go out or whatever. And even the doctors these days say, it's kind of like the cold or the flu, you know, stay away from people, but life goes on. Is that your expectation or experience?
Yes, it is just becoming something of a seasonal illness. I actually have a tiny bit of data on this because I was curious. I punched into Google Trends, folks searching for COVID versus searching for the flu. And for the first time since the outbreak in recent weeks, we've actually had more flu searches than we have COVID searches, which to me, yes, we have bird flu that we're worried about. But in general, COVID has sort of receded into the background noise of our regular seasonal illness cycle.
Although that may also say something about how absolutely awful that flu is that's going around.
Oh, amen. And honestly, that's kind of what we suspected had hammered us this year, too. And it wasn't until I tested that we realized that my in-laws had been shellacked by COVID-19.
Okay, so here's your latest piece in the Washington Post. When folks ask us about household chores, they just want to know one thing. Is it really true that women really do more at home than men? That's how Rob Mala in the not-quite-Cape Cod town of Duxbury, Massachusetts, put it. He went on to ask, is this something that has been changed over time? For the answer, you write, we turn to our pollster pal Taylor Orth at YouGov, who studied the division of household labor back in her PhD days. But her brand new December poll just raises more questions. 60% of women who live with a partner say they do all or most of the chores, 60%. But 73% of similarly situated men say they do the most chores or that they share chores equally. So which is it? You write, so who do we trust? Around these parts, the best answer to that question isn't men or women. It's the Bureau of Labor Statistics. While they're best known for sexier statistics such as unemployment rate and non-farm payrolls, our BLS buddies also wrangle the finest, longest-running measures of our activities. So having read you that, what have you found?
Well, the American Time Use Survey, every year, the BLS asks thousands of Americans exactly what they did in a given day, and they ask that we list it in incredible, minute detail, like exactly how many minutes did you spend setting the table, exactly how many minutes did you spend petting the dog, etc. And they publish that data so that we can crunch the numbers and see what's going on. When we crunch those numbers, and this is as objective as a measure as you can get, we see that women are actually spending twice as much time on what we would call chores each day as men are. They're spending roughly just about 2 hours a day, about an hour for men. And that is things like food prep, doing the dishes, yard work,
laundry,
housework, laundry, definitely that kind of thing.
Is the trend, I'm not surprised the women are doing more, is the trend, though, that men are at least picking up a larger percentage of the work?
Yes, that is true. And that's what our readers did pick up on, and they were right about that. There has been a pretty substantial increase in the share of men who, in any given day, are participating in at least one of these chores. In some chores, as you can probably guess, and this is probably why, you notice how we said that a lot of men think they're pulling their own weight? Well, part of that might be that they do more than women in certain smaller chores, stuff like cleaning outside, DIY, working on the car, that even working on pools and ponds. And so because they spend so much time on these other chores, men might think they're pitching in equally. But the fact is that the big chores, food, cleaning, laundry, take up so much time, and women do so much more of them, that on balance, even though men can contribute to a lot of small chores, they cannot even come close to women's leadership in those key chores. But we have seen, from the 2000s to the 2020s, a pretty substantial increase in men doing those big three chores, but almost all of it comes in one place, and that is in the kitchen. Men are cooking a ton more than they did 20 years ago.
I should tell you that my dad is 96. My son is about 36, and I'm a little less than 66. Am I 66 now? I think I'm 66 now. Anyway, the point is my dad can't believe how much cooking my son does, that the generation of people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, those men, either because both spouses work or whatever, but I think that the up-and-coming generation is much more comfortable with and allowed to cook than my dad's generation, who never cooked a thing in his life.
Oh, absolutely. We see that the younger you are, the more rapidly your cooking has increased. And yes, the leaders in men in the kitchen are your sons. I guess that would be the millennial generation, though folks younger than them aren't farther behind, and they are gaining faster. Like, young men are, the younger you are, the more likely you are to have jumped into the kitchen. But there's another factor, and that is the more educated you are, the more likely you are to have increased your cooking contributions to the household. Mm.
That's interesting, too. I also want to go back to a point you observed, and that is that men may say, well, I do the lawn work and the garbage and the car stuff, and then my wife does the kitchen and the laundry and the cleaning of the house. So that's 3-3. But in terms of hours spent, the ladies' tasks consume much more time than the men's tasks, right?
Absolutely. The only thing that men have that has a really substantial time advantage for them is, as you would guess, lawn and garden work. But even there, women are doing a substantial share of it, and it still takes, we spend less time in an average week on lawn and garden, men do, than women spend on laundry, for example, on just laundry.
Yeah. But I looked at your chart on that. Men are trending ever so slightly more doing laundry. Women are trending ever so slightly less on laundry. So the curve, if you will, is going towards the direction of equality, right?
It is, though. Boy, does it have a long way to go before those lines cross.
Okay. Oh, fair enough. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm rooting for men to take on more of these responsibilities, but I wonder about that. Probably men are employed outside the home more than women. I mean, how do families feel about this, and why do we have the disparity?
Right, and we do see that men who aren't working are cooking more, are doing more of the chores than women. But again, those lines never cross. Even a stay-at-home married man does not do as many chores as a typical woman. I don't think he even does as many chores as his working spouse. though I'd have to double check the data on that. It might be a little bit closer, but honestly, I think yes.
Well, I wonder how the women feel about that. I wonder if they're consigned to that and kind of shrug, or are they seething underneath, or in fact, do they not want their husbands to do the cooking, the cleaning, and the laundry?
So I can tell you that almost half of women living with partners say they do more than their fair share of chores.
Okay. Okay. Well, that answers that.
So, I would guess that they're not thrilled about that. In general, one of the incredible things we're able to do with this story is have our friends at YouGov poll folks on whether they consider cooking to be a hobby
right.
or a chore.
I was going to get to that,
and,
right. I mean, a lot of the guys I know that are cooking love to cook. I mean, it's fun for them. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Oh, you're exactly right, actually. And that is, among men who cook daily, the majority view it as a hobby, whereas among women who cook daily, it is less than a majority who think it's a hobby, and in fact, more of them think it is a chore. This is especially true among women who are parents for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, yes, women are stuck with, experts tell me that women are probably stuck with the more onerous kinds of cooking, like if you just need something on the table that day, like no matter what, if it's early in the week, you're scrambling to get the kids to school, whatever, then women are probably going to be stuck grinding out that difficult, you know, kids underfoot type of meal.
Yeah.
Whereas men tend to be able to cook when they want to, on their own terms.
And men get a trophy whenever they do, too.
Yes,
if the guy walks in from the patio with a plate of barbecued chicken, you'd think he'd cured cancer. It's like, oh, look at this. This has never been done before. If you had told my mom, who raised four kids with my dad, so there's a family of six, and she had lunches out the door in the morning, she ate something, as well as breakfast for all of us, and then dinner at night. If you said, is this a hobby? She would have hit you with a spatula. That was not a hobby. Hey, John Williams, women probably do more daily chores, but men do most, if not all, of the undesirable chores in fixing and maintaining and plumbing and trash. 224, the wife buys our groceries online, and the dishwasher do the dishes. I'm not sure what you're telling me there, but I think you're in trouble now. 224 says, John, maybe more men are cooking, but who does the dishes? Do you have an answer for that, Andrew?
As a matter of fact, I do. So looking at, let's see, cleaning up kitchen or food is how BLS would describe doing the dishes, which makes sense. We see that the division isn't nearly as equitable as it is with the actual cooking. Women are doing spending almost three times as much time on dishes as men are.
What about this? John, my husband does a lot of chores. The problem is, I usually have to correct the way he does them afterwards. Been to that movie. I don't know if there's any way to gauge that statistically, but I do think it gets to the point of, at some point, I think some married couples have said, look, I'll just do it, damn it. Every time you do the laundry, it doesn't smell right or it doesn't look right, you know?
Absolutely. And that may also be part of the age thing that we're seeing, that there is a less equitable division of chores the older you get. Now, some of that is certainly what economists would call a cohort effect, meaning that's just the way things were done in your generation. But some of that is probably what economists would call an age effect, which means it changes as you get older. And
it also,
some of that, like you're saying, is probably, yeah, that folks settle into their division of labor as they live through this experience.
Right. Although I think that should not excuse the fact that men could learn to do the laundry better or clean better, but it's a groove you've all fallen into, we've all fallen into, and that may not be the nicest way for your partner to live. About that, you did talk about the happiest or unhappiest chores. What are the things around the house that are making people happy, and is there any division in that?
Right. So in general, we didn't see much happiness division, but we did see a big effect on happiness. And that the happiest chores, and that is because BLS, when in some of these time diaries, not many of them, but on some of them, they actually ask you to rate how happy, how stressed out you were, and how meaningful you found it on a scale of 1 to 6 while you're doing each activity. So we can look at these chores and see how happy people were, how meaningful they thought it was when they were sewing or doing the laundry or whatever. And laundry, it fares very poorly. Not many people find meaning or happiness in laundry. It ranks toward the bottom, though it is better than cleaning up, doing the dishes, that kind of thing. But the most meaningful chores, the happiest ones, were setting the table, preparing food and drink, that kind of thing. But they were also sewing and yard work. Yeah. So we do see then that when men are starting to do more of the chores, well, they are coming in toward the happy end of the spectrum. They are. You don't see men jumping quite as eagerly into house cleaning or right. dishes.
Right.
But you do see them, you know, cooking is fun now? Well, maybe I should do some of that.
Yeah.
That is something that an expert explained to me, which is that as cooking became less necessary, because now, imagine when we were growing up, if you wanted food on the table, you basically had to make it unless you were the richest people on the planet, right? And nowadays, man, if you want food on the table, well, you can stop by the grocery on the way home and get a ready-to-eat meal. You can have something delivered. You can just grab a bag out of the freezer, dump it in the air fryer, and call it a day. Like, cooking has never been more optional than it is today. And when something becomes so optional, it does make that transition from chore to leisure activity. And as it has made that transition, that's when men have perked up and stepped in.
Y'all help out. Open a bag of salad? Sure, I'll cook. I just want to go back to some of the things you've said. Setting the table and presenting food is number one on the happiness, meaning, and stress chart. That is least stressful and provides the most meaning to people. And that's been our experience, too. If you said setting the table and presenting food, that sounds to me like we're having somebody over and we're making the place look nice. There's some pride in it. It's going to be a nice meal or drink. And it's going to look nice, and what's more fun than that in terms of household chores? On a scale of 1 to 6, that gets a 5.4 for meaning and a 4.9 for happiness. After that, it's sewing and related activities. I imagine people who are knitting or crocheting, food and drink preparation, lawn and garden and house plants provide a lot of happiness, meaning, and stress for people. And again, some of these things are things that guys like exterior repair, guys will gravitate to, but you don't see laundry anywhere near the top of the list. One last thing you could comment on, sexual orientation. I noticed there was some difference in one of the charts on that. Do you have any observations about that, Andrew?
Yeah, and I do think that is very interesting that one of the few groups where universally, the more people say cooking is a hobby than is a chore is among LGBT plus Americans, and especially gay or lesbian. Bisexual, it's pretty close. For gay or lesbian, they lean more toward hobby than chore. And why is that? Well, I have some guesses, which first of which is age. Gay Americans do tend to be younger than heterosexual Americans, and younger people tend, because of these generational changes you and I have been discussing, tend to regard cooking as more of a recreational activity. The second is that people who are parents tend to think of hobby of cooking as a chore for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Well, non-parents don't. And As the data does show that gay or lesbian Americans are much less likely to have kids still. despite advances in surrogacy and adoption.
Yeah, I thought that might be a factor. It's just really interesting reading and viewing at the Washington Post site. Andrew Van Dam writes the Department of Data column every week for the Washington Post. He's one of my favorite guests. Andrew, thanks for joining us again. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Oh, man, so am I, and I am thrilled that I got to come in today. Thank you so much.
He's like that every time. WGN, we talked about the separation of duties around the house and who's doing what and how happy it does or doesn't make you. It seems like more and more men are doing more and more cooking than ever before, but also the guys like it. It's more fun. They're doing barbecuing. They're doing food prep and cooking inside the kitchen. But at a time, noted our guest, where food prep has never been easier. You know, if you want to make a salad, you could buy a bag and everything is in there. You can go to the store and get ready to eat meals. You could have food delivered. Plenty of men are cooking from scratch in the kitchen, but those guys still describe it as a hobby. Women tend not to do so. Men are doing ever so slightly more laundry, dishes, and cleaning around the house. Women are doing ever so slightly less of those things, but still women are doing twice or three times as much of all of them. So while the arrow is going in the right direction, he said barely, but it's not going down at least. And one of the things that came up is that some of you are saying, well, I'd like my husband to do more chores, but I don't like the way he does them. And he talked about how after a certain age, you just kind of roll with it, and that's the way you live. Maybe we should fight that fight. You all manage your households however you want. 262 said, John, I do all of the household jobs, plus the cooking, plus the lawn care. He changes the oil in the cars. Unhappy emoji. Good segment, John. Good detail. It really was. I recommend you go back and listen to it. John, when I was a kid, my dad always did the dishes. As I got older, he drafted me to help. Mom said you can help cook, too. And then I thought, that's unfair. But she taught me how to cook on my own, which worked out great. My dad never allowed me to mow the lawn, John. He thought I did it poorly. That's a whole nother story for another day. Now my wife does it because I've never done it. I do the laundry and the dishes. Yeah, John, I'm seething. My husband and I both retired. I do 95% of the housework and chores and yard work. I do it better. I have to redo everything he does. He doesn't even try now because he knows I'll go over and rewash and redo everything he does. It sucks. That's just how it is. Love the show. Hey, John, I'm a single woman, and I dread Monday nights when I have to empty the garbage cans, do the fridge, clean out the cat box, take out the garbage bins. Well, you got nobody to share that with, 630. What are you going to do, huh? 630, another listener said, my son works half-time. His wife works a full-time remote job and has her own photography business, and I love her. My son does all the grocery shopping, all the food prep, all the cooking. He serves the meals and all of the laundry for them and their two children under five. He works hard, but so does she. I think the division of labor among young couples now is so much better than it used to be. Better than my generation, better than my parents' generation. I know more young men or men in general who will do kitchen work, household chores. my dad would on Saturday mornings get up and make eggs and toast. And he'd be up by himself, but he'd do that. And if my brother got up for the paper route or something, he'd make him an egg. But it just did seem like anytime the fathers in my parents' generation or even people my age would do household work or cook a meal, there would be an awards ceremony afterwards. And moms, meanwhile, are just doing it. Nobody even thinks about it. And that's the way just a lot of us grew up or were raised. Not saying it's good. I'm saying that's the way it is. John, all yard work is more enjoyable than almost all indoor work, says Sue in Naperville. Yeah, I agree with that, too. Our guest pointed out that the division of labor is still something like the guys go, I'll do the cars and I'll take the garbage out and I'll do the yard work. So I'll do those three things. And then you do the dishes and the laundry and the food. Well, first of all, those three things the guys are doing are physical. They're often outdoors. If the weather's nice, it's pleasant. The women are indoors. And also, if the score is 3-3 in that case, the time to do the woman's three things is a multiple of what it takes the guy to take out the garbage, or mow the lawn, etc. They did say that the most enjoyable chore around the house is setting the table and getting the food or drinks ready. I don't know if that's dinner for y'all, but if you're having folks come over, that's kind of, you know, dressing up the house, dressing up the table, dressing up the kitchen. And that people seem to like. On a scale of 1 to 6, that comes in at 5 or above. That makes sense to me, too. Tom, you wanted to jump in here. You're on WGN Afternoon. What can I do for you?
Hey, John, I need some help because laundry, I can put, my wife can put a teaspoon of April Downy Fresh in there, and all the clothes come out smelling good. I put 96 ounces in there, and I still can't get that smell. You know, I need help with that.
You've come to the wrong place, sir. I can help you. Because I have the same issue. I had this conversation with my wife recently, and I'm like, I'm not trying to make them smell that way. I don't know what's going on.
Then she would, you know, I do the cooking, the cleaning, and all that, and she does, and I does the cooking. So she would say, okay, she's going to wash the dishes. I offered to buy a dishwasher. She said, no, I just wash the dishes. Now I cook. I mean, when I cook, she said, I'm using too many dishes. When we go out, when it's time to take out the garbage, she'll take the garbage all the way to the can, but won't put it in the can, and call me as I'm coming home and say, put the garbage in the can.
Okay, that's passive aggressive. That's her telling you something.
Like, come on. If I say something, I'm wrong.
Tom, just restate what I said a minute ago. I have no help or advice for you.
But all the way to the garbage, John?
I'm not talking to you anymore, Tom. You got to resolve that with your lady. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. John reminds me of a speed joke. Never ask your wife what's for dinner while she's shoveling the driveway. John, I was fortunate to marry a man who loved to cook. However, I did the cleanup, and the man could trash a kitchen boiling water. Nothing's perfect. My brother prides himself in being pretty good around the kitchen. That's true. Mark could ruin a kitchen boiling an egg. My dad did none of the chores when I was growing up. He worked. Mom raised the kids. Can't believe he got away with that. Now my wife and I split the chores, and it's a lot of stuff for one person. You know, take Dave, and then I'll get to that Nate Bargatze bit, or pardon me, Kay. Kay, jump in here. You're on WGN. Hi, Kay.
Hi. I grew up in a household where my dad worked shift work. He loved to cook, and it wasn't just a hobby thing. We learned a lot from him. But as I was telling your producer, what about the kids? We all had chores. It was a whole family thing to keep the house going.
Yeah, I kind of failed on that. I did dishes with my siblings, and I was supposed to pick up my room. I think my mom even gave us like $1 an hour if we'd clean the house, but we did. But I don't remember asking my kids to do too much of that, Kay.
Yeah, it was, you know, we had our response. You didn't get to do certain things on Saturday till you had the chores done. And we all, us girls, even worked in the yard.
Yeah.
I love
to
mow.
I need to hear from some younger
parents. Just thinking about that.
Yeah. Kay, thanks for the phone call. If you've got young kids, if you've got 9-year-olds or 14-year-olds, are they doing chores around the house? Nate Bargatze is trying, but it doesn't always work out right. From his recent special, listen to this.
I do my own laundry. My mom did my dad's laundry growing up, so I thought all wives do husband's laundry, and I've always done my own. And to be honest, I felt it had been forgotten about over these past 17 years. The sacrifice I was making that other husbands didn't have to make. One day, I was like driving home, and it popped in my head. And I was like, all right, I'll bring that up. I mean, I didn't bring it up that day, you know. I was like, I'm sure there will be a time where we're being some fight I'll be losing this fight. And then, I mean, I just come, I'm like, I do my own laundry. She's like, fight's over. You win. I forgot how good I got it. We finally get in a fight. I don't remember what the fight was about. I'm losing this fight. And so in my head, I'm like, this is it. I mean, I honestly, I was sad to see it go. That's how good I felt. I felt bad for her. I mean, I was like, she thinks she's winning this fight. I'm about to drop a bomb on her right now. So just out of nowhere, I just go, I do my own laundry. And I mean, I said it like, they don't make them like this no more. I was shocked that it started a second fight I never saw coming.
I saw that coming, Nate. We watched that over Christmas with our kids. And when he said, aping his wife, mimicking his wife, I didn't realize how good I got it. Brenda laughed hard. It was maybe the best laugh of the holidays. I don't know how good I got it. I thought, ooh, I think this is coming at me here. It's 126 on WGN. Are men pulling their weight around the house? The statistics and story in the Washington Post. And by the way, this is one of the reasons that I jumped at this thing when I saw it, because the men think they're doing most of the chores. The women think they're doing most of the chores. It says here, a December poll raises more questions than answers. 60% of women who live with a partner say they do all or most of the chores. 60% of women. But 73% of similarly situated men say they do the most, or that they share chores equally. So who is correct? And when they went to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which surveys Americans on a whole host of things you and I don't even think about sometimes, it turns out the women are doing more of the chores. And the one area where it's most lopsided in men's favor, like, okay, the guys are doing that, is car maintenance, which, you know, which isn't the laundry and the food three times a day. More and more men are doing more and more cooking. That's the one area where the scales are tipping the most, but it's still women. And by the way, I think plenty of women, or, you know, whoever you are, man or woman, I think plenty of us would be happy to do the cooking if you, the other person, decided what we're going to have for dinner and you bought the groceries and you put them away and maybe even you helped get them out. The cooking isn't the hard part. It's all that other stuff that goes into food prep as well. Shopping is maybe the worst part of food preparation. Am I right about that? Hey, John Williams, I'm 48 years old, Gen X, married male with two kids. 48-year-old Gen X married male, two kids. I've been doing laundry since I was 14. And I still do my family's laundry. We also have a creepy basement laundry room that my wife doesn't like, so that's part of it. I wonder how many of us are doing our own. I tend to do my own laundry, kind of out of convenience, and I don't want to mix Brenda's stuff in because she probably wants it done differently than I will. I'm happy with same colors but different uses going in the same tub. Brenda tends to segregate hers more. So I'm doing, I would say, 75% of my laundry now. Brenda does 100% of hers and 100% of ours. Wendy Snyder's in for Lisa Dent today. Hi, Wendy. Welcome back.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, John.
We were talking about segregation of household chores.
I was listening.
So where do you land on all of that at your house?
I do everything.
I was going to say, do you do any of it? No. You do all of it.
Well, no.
Aren't you notoriously messy around the dining room table and whatnot?
No, I have. I started taking some ADHD meds, and my dining room table has been clear for over a year.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Jimmy Mack helps very much. We host Thanksgiving every year, and he handles all the cleanup all the time. He's a dishes kind of guy.
Yeah.
I swapped out a kitchen faucet, and he watched.
Wow.
And I think it was exciting for him to watch me do that, because afterwards he's like, you and neighbor Jack were, it was so cool. I mean, you were really underneath there. And I'm like, yeah, that's what you have to do when you change a faucet.
Bonding with this other person, it feels kind of good, doesn't it? You're kind of in the fray, fighting together. It's a beautiful thing. I can't do a lot of that stuff, so Brenda and I don't worry too much about who's going to fix the plumbing. We just call Norman Mechanical Plumbing Services, but we pretty much segregate our things just because, she's better at some things or cares more about some things, and I do the things that I can do. What about this one, Wendy? Hey, John Williams, the caller with the smelly clothes. My husband does his laundry and has this same issue. I think it's because he overloads the washer and dryer, and there isn't adequate airflow when the drying of the loads ends, and then it ends up smelling wet and musty. I've suggested he do smaller loads, but he never changes his approach and continually has smelly clothes, which, just to go back to that Nate Bargatze thing, is something he runs into.
We do laundry very differently. She'll read the labels. I'll wash a rug and a suit together. You want to put your shoes in there? Put your shoes. The washing machine's always a foot from the wall when I get done. It's like, that was a lot of stuff you put in there, you know? Yeah. And look, it's almost all wet.
One thing I've been told to do is put more than one laundry pod in the tub. If it's a lot of musty towels.
I don't know.
No.
Bertrand, nope. You and I have talked to the laundry, what is his title?
The laundry god.
Evangelist or something.
Evangelist. Yes.
And he says use as little amount of detergent as possible.
So he advocates for washing the laundry sheets, which is what we use now.
Oh, yeah.
And rip it in half. So half of a sheet.
For the dryer, you mean?
No, for the washer. The soap is now in a sheet.
A dissolvable sheet.
Really?
No.
Well, we sometimes use more than one pod, and it works out. What's the harm if I use more than one pod?
It doesn't rinse out. That's what he says.
Oh. He thinks we over-soap in general.
And yeah. Jimmy Mac does do his laundry, I have to say that, and he takes the garbage out, so I don't want him to think he does nothing.
Well, I don't care what this other guy says, though. I mean, what if I like my clothes the way they are, right? I mean, that's okay too, right?
Well, you listen to what car experts say or what finance experts say. He's a laundry expert.
Yeah. Well, okay. I appreciate that. But
we only wash our clothes now on warm and in the express cycle.
Yeah, he did say
quick
to
wash,
use,
warm. Yeah. Huh? Why? Because they don't need to be in there as long as the heavy duty or whatever?
At all.
Everything hey, King should John, be.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Early in our marriage, I told my wife I did not like the way she folded my T-shirts. Let's read that sentence again. Early in our marriage, I told my wife I did not like the way she folded my T-shirts. I even showed her how it should be done. Boy, this is an early case of mansplaining before that was a known thing. She never folded my T-shirts again. Now they are just piled on my pillow, fresh from the dryer. Lesson learned after 48 years.
And I could be wrong, but I feel that sometimes if the women say, hey, you're not loading the dishwasher correctly, then we just go, oh, forget it. We'll just do it. So I think sometimes you guys fail, so you get out of it.
I think that's a fair point, Wendy. And I also think, ladies, I don't care how long you've been married or what's going on, show him how you want it to be done. I guess guys could do the same for their wives and watch your language and body language, but there should be a way to communicate this without giving offense, right?
Yeah, but that's next to impossible.
I'm not saying I know how.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, you're right.
Well, and the other thing is, not only do you need to be the best communicator of that, you also need to be the best recipient of that. Like, I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm just saying that if you put the dishes this way, we'll get more dishes in the washer. And they'll get clean. What are you doing?
You know, I just ran
today?
Into Wendy's husband in the hall, and he was kind of defending himself a little bit.
He was, wasn't he washing the dishes here at the cafeteria?
He was. And then something about waking up super early this morning to get your car ready for the road with all the snow.
I thanked him.
Hello, really?
Yeah, I thanked him.
Wow, that's a good man. You got to keep that one. Laundry be damned.